Here's special guest host, Larry Fedoric.
Welcome back. As I mentioned throughout the program, not to worry, Mike Farwell is back tomorrow. But here we are on a Tuesday lunch hour. This means it's time for our Tuesday Tech Spotlight. And joining us today is the founder of Driftscape, Dan Pronovo. Hello, Dan. How are you?
I'm very good. Thank you.
Thanks for coming on with us today. Tell me about this exciting new app from Driftscape that I've been reading about that lets us into the art world.
That's right. So for users, Driftscape's an app. It's free. There's no ads whatsoever in it. And it's just a great way to explore your local community for arts, culture, history, heritage, and even discovering local businesses. So we're a discovery platform. For municipalities and our customers, we're a tool that they can use to communicate and tell their stories their way to people, both on the mobile app and in their websites.
So, and I read this. I read this phrase, a location-aware discovery app. I just like that phrase. It's so descriptive, I guess, of what it is.
Thank you. Yeah, this is one of the cool things about being a custom-built app for iOS and Android. It's very much location-aware. You install the app. Let's say you're out about town and you're near something that you've expressed an interest and you've given us permission to tell you. We'll pop up a notification, even if Driftscape's not running, and say, "Hey, you're near this. Would you like to go learn some more?" Tap on it, and you're in the app, and now you can discover. If it's got audio, you can play the audio. If it's a tour, you can go on a walking tour. You can play the videos in the app. So we really keep you engaged as you're moving around.
So let me get this straight. I just want to understand. If I'm somewhere, I understand how an app will alert me that I'm near something. But then with Driftscape, once I'm there, it's like I have one of those wands at the museum, except it's my personal one. Is that right?
Yeah, actually, that's a great way of thinking about it. It's like the way it works in some indoor museums. The tours are even, they play automatically so that, you know, if you're, say, at a particular stop in the tour and you play some audio and then you move on to the next stop, it'll just start playing the next one automatically for you as well for the tours.
Right. So that's Driftscape. And then you say you're also used as a tool for people who want to communicate their particular art or displays, right?
That's right. Our major customer base are municipalities, events, museums, outdoor attractions, who use this as a way to market their tour for tourism. We consider ourselves a digital tourism platform.
I love that phrase too, digital tourism platform. What are some of the people that are on it or using Driftscape, so to speak?
Oh, gosh, we have tons. We have over 70 customers from coast to coast in Canada. The one that right now is very popular within our platform is Artworks.to. This is the year of digital art in Toronto, and the city of Toronto engaged us to be able to build custom art, outdoor art tours for every ward. We have over 50 interactive audio tours in Toronto that you can go to explore various art exhibits in every ward. So we're very proud to be the digital platform for them for this particular project. And it's a really cool way to learn about the art. Not only can you, you know, take a walking tour and go check out these cool things and go, "Hey, I wonder what that art was all about," and learn all about it. There's even videos in some cases by the artists themselves who are talking about it. And there's tons of historical information as well as photos as well over time. So it's just a great tool that we're very proud to be the digital platform for Artworks.to in the year of public art. But we have customers everywhere in Canada, in every province as well.
You know what I like about this, and I'm sure you thought about this ahead of time, that's probably why you exist, but here's my point. I love that you guys combine the digital and the, I'm going to call it real life, so to speak. In other words, here's what's available on my screen, but here's my actual, as you said, interactive experience as well.
Yeah, thank you. And one of the cool features in addition for that kind of purpose is our augmented reality mode. On both platforms, you can actually put up your phone and just point it around, and the points of interest will show up. It's even a gamified experience. We call them quests, where it'll say, you're not quite there yet. Move around a little bit, and you can get clues within the app. And as you get closer, the point of interest will show up. And then you can tap on it, and then there'll be more clues to the next one. So it's actually a full gamified experience in an augmented reality mode.
Augmented reality is, instead of virtual reality, I kind of feel like that's the future. I'm hoping it is.
Yeah, it's certainly a lot of fun, and we think it's a great way for municipalities to be able to promote things and to really encourage people to get out and to see things. Even during COVID, it was very popular in our app because it was a self-guided activity that our partners could encourage that would be safe for people to go outdoors and try this out.
And you're talking about certainly the fun element of it, but there's an educational element here. Is it something you've thought about where this is an educational tool, or is it meant basically for recreation mostly?
It's for both. We actually have a number of partners who use it for education. Two that we're very proud of, for example, we have a number of indigenous organizations and groups that use our product, and they very much focus on education. They're really about trying to tell their stories and about their community in their voice. So, for example, Northern Wakimikom, they have tours, for example, that along the stops, they have audio tracks for the native language for the various flowers and fauna that are in that area, and they're able to really, you know, provide their own way of exploring and also getting visitors and their own residents to hear their native language and learn more about it. Grand River Six Nations is also a customer and has used our platform extensively to be able to promote and educate people about their culture and their history as well. So yes, we have customers who definitely do both. It's not just for fun, but also for teaching.
Now, you talk about the augmented reality, and I'm taking this tour and I'm looking at it and I'm getting the benefits of, because I'm on the Driftscape app. Pardon a naive question, but can I have just the screen experience? If, let's say, this thing is in Northern Ontario and I'm unable to go there right now, I can just still have part of the experience on Driftscape?
Yeah, that's a great question. So in the augmented reality mode, that's really meant for people who are on site at that location. But we also have map and list modes. And so, in fact, those gamified experiences work in the map mode. It's meant, you know, for you to be able to surf from home. Another thing we have, several customers have taken advantage of, for example, the Buxton Museum in southwestern Ontario that focuses on the underground railway, and the history, black history of that. They have used 3D tours. So they actually, they're supported on our platform. And so you open up the point of interest, you tap on the 3D tour, and you can literally walk through the museum and tap on various exhibits as you do so to learn more. So the augmented reality mode is really meant for on-site, but we have at least two other ways that people can explore from home and get that same rich experience.
Wow, that is just... If I ever dream about what technology could do, this is the kind of stuff I would dream, or at least hope to dream, because this is the proper use of it, if I may say proper. But I mean, it's one of the best uses of it. Wow.
Well,
I think you guys are
thank
great.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Well, we've been doing this for 5 years now. We had a dream, me and my business partner, Chloe, and we're very proud to have built it to this stage, starting to go into the U.S. market and try to get even more content.
Well, and I mean, you talked about, what was the number you used? 7,000 or how many people you have?
Yeah.
Wow.
We have 7,000 points of interest so far and growing very quickly by thousands. We have over 70 organizations in the product already. It gives you a bit of a sense of the size of the app and where we're going.
All right. So it's Drift. Scape, which is one word, just the way it sounds, I guess I would describe it.
That's right. DriftScape.com. and people can download it. Again, it's free. There's no ads. We don't monetize with ads whatsoever. So you can just download it, give it a try, or even try it in the web. It works inside a browser as well.
Oh, okay. And that's great to hear, because a lot of things don't. So this does, and you can maybe, because I'm still kind of a desktop person, I could try it there and then see if I like it on my phone. Well, that's great.
Absolutely.
And I think you mentioned this earlier, but refresh my memory, on different phones and platforms, still good.
Yes. So we support Android and iOS, of course, and then any normal browser, even browsers on the phone, if people don't want to install the app. Of course, some things don't work in the browser that work in the app. We can't do notifications to you, of course, inside a browser, but everything else is the same. The same rich content. For example, our tours work fantastically inside the browser. You can have all that rich experience. Even the 3D virtual tours work inside the browser.
Isn't that fantastic? And you mentioned notifications, because whenever I have an app or anything, I always sign up for notifications. I love those. Actually, maybe not everybody does. But when you sign up and get the app, then you know, if you have new content or something, you let me know on that.
Absolutely. We have a variety of different notifications. There's the location-aware ones, but we also have news notifications. Typically, when a new partner or company comes or customer comes on board, we'll let people know about that. So, of course, those are all opt-in. First thing that happens is you onboard, you have to give us permission. If you don't, no problem at all. We're not going to bug you.
This is very cool. Boy, I enjoyed learning more about this. I had read about it and was fascinated. Now learning more about it is very exciting. I'm excited to get on this Driftscape. Thank you so much, Dan.
No, you're welcome. My pleasure. It's wonderful talking to you today.
As well, Dan Pronovo is co-founder of Driftscape. This is our Tuesday Tech Spotlight, and it's Driftscape, the word drift, the word scape, one word, driftscape.com. On our Tuesday Tech Spotlight. Here's City News 570, back in a moment.